Mr. Chairman, first of all, allow me to congratulate you on your election as the chairperson of the group of governmental experts of the High Contracting Party on the Lethal Autonomous Weapon System, along with the excellent arrangement of the meeting. My delegation is certain that under your wise leadership, this conference will be a successful one together with a fruitful outcome. In the same spotlight, I would also like to take this opportunity to express our deep appreciation toward friend's effective leadership in the chairing the first informal meeting of experts on laws in 2014, in which the previous year's effort and achievement have been reflected into today's agenda. The conference is a timely and an important framework to review the current state of the development in the technology domain and their instantiation in specific military systems. Although this platform may raise more questions than answers, but along with the cooperative efforts, peaceful means of negotiation, I believe we would be able to enhance the CCW protection for the benefit of humanity. Mr. Chairman, Cambodia shares with other delegates its great concern to the issue of lethal autonomous weapon system under the context of technology, military efforts, and legal ethical issues. It is critical for the honorable delegate representing the state party to emphasize and stress on the working definition of lethal autonomous weapon system in order to facilitate the smooth flow of debate and eliminate potential confusion. Cambodia is keen to recommend that law should be utilizing at the helm of meaningful human control in the assurance to accountability and ethical judgment of weaponry deployment. Moreover, Cambodia strongly believes that machinery alone should not be making life and death decisions to humanity under any circumstance. Regarding the concern of international law periphery, Cambodia called upon all state parties to abide by the Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Convention, which provide that weaponry means a method of warfare. Also, Cambodia urged all party members to commit toward the development of transparency and confidence build measures in the process of weaponry reviews. Cambodia understands that the short-term benefit of law could be far outweighed by the long-term consequences. Hence, limitation or regulation toward killer robots would be ideal in this era because, realistically, we are promoting peace and security while shifting away far from arms race or the possibility of war. Mr. Chairman, to conclude, my delegation is of the view that under the scope of CCW, GGE will continue to be an important platform for the international community to express concern relevant to the development and transition of technology and its role in enhancing the unity in the military, and particularly that regulation of the use of civilian autonomous system in an important issue to reconsider in the purpose of stabilizing peace and security within the human population. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.